So I've heard you say you've read through the Bible multiple times. Oh. No, for real. You know. Because see, here's my dilemma. I'm on my second time reading it through. First time took me 2.5 years. Because it's like, there's so much there, and you want to take so many rabbit trails and camp out.
Right.
So it's like, I'm so perplexed because it's like, I get reading through it, gain so much overall. Do you just force yourself to like not camp out and just keep? But then how do you also do personal study time too?
See,
do you get my question?
Yeah, and for me, you got to have a balance of all three. Mm-hmm. There's reading the Bible, there's studying the Bible, and then there's spending time just thinking about the Bible, just meditating on it.
Yeah,
that's good. And to get the balance of all three, the way I've had to do it, I'm not a speed reader. I'm a super slow reader. I just am. I read through the Bible like cover to cover like 20 times, but it took me 20 years to do it.
So it took you a year to read through it.
Pretty much,
which
yeah.
Which is pretty fast, actually.
That's super slow for me, but that's...
Europe, I'm killing years on me, though.
No, it's just... Well, because the first 5 years... Someone asked me how many times I'd read through the Bible, and I'm like cover to cover? Never. And they're like, what? And they're like, you need to read through the Bible. And then, you know, I started trying to read through the Bible, and it turned from being just jumping around the Bible, just enjoying myself. I'd go over here and just camp out here for a while and just have some fun reading this, and this is, enjoy this, and then I'd jump over here and read and study this, and then I'd jump over here and... But I was just jumping around. I mean, then when I got kind of organized, started reading from Genesis to Revelation, it became work. It became like it was monotonous. And I was like, well, I don't like this. This is not as exciting. I want to go over to the fun parts. I want to read this part. I want to jump over here and skip over this and jump over this and read over here. And it became work. But then I realized just by doing jumping around, where you want to go, you miss things that God wants to give you. Because there's places where, hey, God's got something for you, and because you're not going there. I mean, there's people that, they said this, and they weren't joking, it was just scary. But they said, oh, I'd get over there to, you know, First Chronicles, and I'd just skip over the first 10 chapters. Because it's just, you know, go look at it sometime. What is it? 1 Chronicles 1:1. Adam, Seth, Enos. I memorized the verse. That's those three words. Three names. That's it. You know what verse 2 is? Three more names. You know what verse 3 is? Three more names. It's a list of names. I'm like, I you know, and let's be honest. I mean, all the Bible isn't all just excitement. You're reading some of this, you're going, might as well reading the telephone book. But here's the deal. It's the Word of God. And every Word of God is pure. And the Word of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof. I said that wrong. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So when I hit that, I get over to Chronicles. I go, okay, Lord, I'll be honest, I ain't excited about this. But you said it's pure and it's profitable. Let's go. And every time I've gone through there, God's shown me something I've never seen before. Some wild stuff. They're just like, whoa, what in the world? I mean, I got over there and it said, so-and-so begot so-and-so, who begot so-and-so. And then the Lord said, who have you begotten? And I went, oh, dear God, let's go to something easier. that'll tear you up. But that, and so I don't know if that helps. But one of the advantages I have is like where I work, I can listen to the Bible on CD. So that kind of helps me with my because I can go through the Bible in like 3 weeks doing it that way, listen to it audibly, which I'll pick up that a lot quicker, and it gives me like a perspective of the whole Bible that I wouldn't get just trying to sit down and read it. I'd be like, oh dear God, just trying to get through it. So that gives me time where I can just spend time just, you know, going through there, but you're also getting the whole thing of just kind of flying through it almost. Mm-hmm. Speed listening, idea. I guess.
Big fun.